Suffragette, My Own Story by Emmeline Pankhurst. Preface by Helen Pankhurst.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Preface. Emmeline Pankhurst, my great-grandmother, is one of the most influential British figures of the 20th century and one of the most significant feminist campaigners of all time. I grew up knowing this, not because of information handed down through the generations within my family, but because since I carried the name, other people, old and young, women and men, within the UK and globally, would ask me if I was related to her. When I said I was, exclamation and commentary would ensue to the gist of, "Really honoured to meet you." This was often followed by a desire for me to tell them more about Emmeline. Unfortunately, I didn't know her, nor was I alive when my grandmother, Sylvia Pankhurst, died. But luckily, there are books anyone can turn to through which the suffragettes come alive. Emmeline wrote My Own Story with the help of Retta Child Dorr, an American journalist and suffragist newspaper editor, on a ship to and from a lecture series and fundraising trip in America. The journey was also a break from her spells of hunger striking in prison. She must have been physically and emotionally exhausted, and yet the book exudes energy, dynamism, passion, anger, and humour. What also comes through loud and clear is how long the struggle took. All the promises.